What do you do when your son doesn't want to go to college? Do you force them or do you kind of just let them make their own decisions? That happened this morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert. You could hear her here every weekday night, Uncovered with Dr. Laura Berman. Dad says, ridiculous, he's got to go to college. Mom says, get a job, see what the real world is like, and make that decision on his own. What do you think?
With solid C's, I think he's going to at least be local, right?
Right. I mean, it's not like he's going to Harvard. You know, I guess my question would be, as the parent, okay, so if you're not going to college, what, you know, once again, like this thing that seems to come up a lot is, around parenting is that a kid, especially a boy at age 18, doesn't have the capacity to really fully go all the way into the consequences of his actions. And so really going into it with him in a curious way, not in a defense, you know, that's going to put him on the defensive. So, okay, you're not going to college. How do you see your future going? What is your plan? How are you going to support yourself? What kind of work do you see yourself doing in the world? Because maybe he really has a vision of that. Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of with the mom of like, okay, if you want to try this, give him a gap year, right? And see if he how it feels to really support himself in the world. Can't live at home and have his laundry done. He has to get a real job, support himself. Because what you don't want to do as a parent is say, okay, you don't need to go to college, right? And then he goes and gets a job that can't pay the rent because he's going to be living with mom and dad. And now how and when is he going to get out of there?
His plan is retail and figure it out as he gets older.
Well,
that's
no,
it's not a solid plan.
Work.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I mean, retail's trying to figure it out too.
You have a year. We'll give you this gap year. If you want to work and try to support yourself, you can live at home during that time, assuming that you do, you know, you take care of your own laundry and you start taking care of yourself. You cook for yourself and so forth. And we will help support you with room and board for a year. And if by the end of that year, you cannot move out and support yourself and your retail career is not taking off, we need to revisit this. And he can go to community college for a year, do great, and then go to any college he wants. Or he can get an associate's degree. If he wants to go into retail, let him get an associate's degree at the local college in administration or business administration or retail or whatever. You know, let him get some sort of education that will put him in an earning potential. You don't have to break the banks putting yourselves into debt for a four-year education for a kid that doesn't want it.
Right.
But he's going to need, if you're able to support him in that, ideally some sort of skill set that will allow him to earn money that will support him.
Always good advice. If you need advice too, you can call Dr. Laura Berman, 855-5-UNCOVER.